water which goes away, and that water he'd prefer not to be in his chotzer, and therefore he throws it in a way that it should get out of his chotzer. And we're frightened always if we don't give him a hecker to remind him, then he'll go straight into Shusharabim. So therefore we said he has to have a uka, he has to have a guma, which is the size of a sasayim. Now, otherwise, this is wichtig to know before we learn the next sif. Otherwise he can have, this all only if it's summertime, but moisak chama, where it's not your moisak shomim, where anyway his chotzer is dirty, so he doesn't really care. And also not if he's got a chotzer of dalad al dalad, because if he has a chotzer of dalad al dalad, it doesn't matter. So yesterday I might have made a mistake, and I said it clearly, but in that case where we said one of the cases where someone's got two deuters, yeah. We said it's mitztaref. Now yesterday the picture was different and it had a line between them. It's not right. If it's two different houses, then each one's only got two by two. Why should there be a heter? Because even though we said there can be as many people as you want in the house, but that's the takona. Because there's a heker for each house. But once, if this would be two houses, it wouldn't help if that was four by two. You need four by four. Teretz says, Avada, this is one house. Azoy is mashma, it's one house. And it has two gezus toros, it has two things sticking out of it. If it's one house, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you would have thought, Azoy is mashma, in other poskim, that you would have thought, maybe if somebody's got a big garden, so he pours in his garden, four by four, he's all right. But over here, he's only got four by two, so he'll keep pouring in the 4x2. He won't bother to go over to the other garden. He'll come out of always of one door, maybe. Kamash Milan, because it's toich dalad from each other, even though there's a space, but it's toich dalad tfuchim from each other, then we say he'll use both, as long as they are nivloim. We said it has to be a maziva which takes in the water, because if adalad adalad, you have to make sure it goes there. So the man said, it's one duta. The chiddush is that you're mitzarev two parts. Same we had nachsadra. The chiddush is you're mitzarev two parts. That we don't say he'll only go in the chotzer. He'll do it in nachsadra as well. That's the chiddush, but it's all one person. As soon as you have two houses, you need dalad adalad twice. As is poshut. Now we've got a new case. New case is bib shemachut, so this space. Now that is this case over here. So his chotzer is taka less than dal dal dalad. Never mind the picture. His chotzer is taka less than it was dal dal, or his chotzer maybe is of stuff that it doesn't go down. Like we said yesterday, if it's bamish concrete, it's not good. Instead, he's got us a grid which starts in his rishus and it goes out into the rishus harabim. So that's also good. Why is it good? Because it's dal dal dalad. So it's also good. So let me see. That's this very simple thing. It's nothing that's going to go as long as zod mechab. See base bib shemachusa, which is covered al ba'amas b'meshach rishusarabim. It goes deep into the shusarabim. V'yesh boy al ba'alab. It's got dal dal namas mut lishboich. You're allowed to pour a filler al pia biv. A filler mamash onto the biv in your rishus. You don't have to start going into the chotzer, and from the chotzer it'll go to the biv, and from the biv it'll go out.
What's the biv?
Bib is this drain, this over here, this drain. Yeah. So this bib, this hole, you're allowed to afar pi shamayim yoytzim miyad miyod lechutz. It's going to go straight out in the shusharabim. And afilocha it's muta uvulvad shaloye silon shel eitz sheina mayim roi livloya. It mustn't be a solid eights underneath it. On the top of that, you've got a grid, some kind of grid, it's still a Rishus HaRabim, but underneath it becomes a Chayre Rishus HaYochid, Shtein Shulchan Aruch HaRav, because it starts in Rishus HaYochid and goes out. This grid that is going dal dal into it is a Chayre Rishus HaYochid. But it's okay on condition it is not made of wood. Aval imasuk en ritzpa shalavonim avliyim v'shori. If it is stones, it's better. Why is stones better? Because it doesn't mean stones like we have a solid stone, a solid concrete. It means made up of little stones with ofor beinem. So if it's made of like cobble streets, but even worse, even less stone for the offer. So if it's made of stones, or ofor beinem, that's why it's good. Now I had a big kasha here, but it's not a kasha. I'll tell you what. Yesterday we learned you can have a uka, it's a sign, and that can be either in the chotzer or out of the chotzer. So, this is dalad al dalad. All that had to be was so big, so big. Here we've got dalad al dalad amas. So, even if it's 1 centimeter high, it's zicha uka. So, why is it not good alza uka? Teretz is, as it says, so they don't pick it up properly. It didn't seem Shabbos freak to some. But the Teretz is like this. There's two eterim here. One is that you make a uka. A uka is taka made of, it's a porcelain, it's made of, it can be a sink, it can be anything. And the water's going to stay there. It's still muta. Why? Because I've made a heka, that I've got made a place for sasayim. Here the pshat is, the other option we had before we came to this sif was, that you've got dalet al dalet in your chotzer. What's there to, if we said yesterday, if the dalet will be concrete, and if straight out after you pour on the dalet al, it'll go straight out into the shusharabim, under the gate, under the fences, zicha osa.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's that? Because it's nivloim. Sandu yisod. Because it's nivloim. So over here, we're not going out. Hey, I think noch an akudah, strange kloin to us, is you're pouring before the heta was, because it's going to go into this uka, this besa. You're pouring anywhere. It's going into the heka. Here, b'shat is you're pouring, let's go back, you're pouring onto your dalad al dalad in your chotzer. It can't be concrete. It has to be nivloim. So here as well, because you're pouring into the bib, when you stand over here, you're not even going to go onto your, let's imagine that's all concrete, to be also. Even if it's dalet, so you're not going onto there, you're not even going to start pouring onto there. You're going to pour straight onto the bib. If you're pouring onto the bib, you're pouring onto a mukum which is dalet al dalet, then the vat is not, the vat is, it has to be, and it's going straight out maybe. If it's going straight out, it's going straight out. If it's going straight out, it's the hosa. Tell it says, it's nivloim. Obviously a lot goes out, but it's nivloim. That's why you have to have a din of nivloim here. It's different to before. It can be slanting. It can be slanting. Yeah, it can be slanting. But it's still nivloim, even though it says klo, it's slanting. Because say klo, yoytse miyad l'chutz. But it doesn't matter, because you've got the dal dal dalet. There's two etayim. One et is I'm pouring onto the dal dal dalet, and the dal dal dalet is nivloim. Then there's a heta, even though after it goes through shesorabim. The other heta is that there's not dal dal dalet, but it's a deep thing, which is a size together of the size. Then it's muta. There's two different etayim. And there, I'm not pouring onto that. I'm pouring all over, but I've got a heka, because I've got a special thing. This isn't a heka, because this is the place you're pouring onto.
If it's filled up already, then can't
pour it. It doesn't matter if it's filled up already. All these things don't matter once you know. Because api din, you're always pouring onto a chosha sayochit. Really, it's always only to remind you. So,
in the first case, where you've got the heka, you can pour it anywhere.
You can pour it anywhere, yeah, heka, you can pour anywhere. But you're not dafka pouring into that. Here you're pouring into that, so it becomes your chotzer. When it becomes your chotzer, it becomes your dalad al dalad. Now the Rambam doesn't even hold of this. The Rambam was in the Mishnah to Tanoim, Lezeban Yaakov, and the other Tana. Rambam holds that if you've got taka, a long thing, it's going to Shusram's taka also. Because you're pouring into something which is going straight out of him, it's also. The Rambam, afilo yoyer chabib oyatzina mea ama veyishpoy chalpiv veysacham el shoy vechutz lebiv veyoydin lebiv. Again, you see that if you're doing chutz lebiv, you're all right. Because chutz lebiv, so here the problem is you're doing in the bib. You've made the bib into it. Zod the mishabur. Bib ul choitz also tezai. Choitz also lekalech shoy vechutz lebiv veyoydin lebiv. Alba amas meshach sochlim meshach alba amas. It means it goes dalet into the street where it's lemish alba amas veyoydin lebiv veyoydin lebiv veyoydin lebiv veyoydin. And afterwards it could go even above the grid, back into the street. It doesn't matter. You said yesterday the ik is 16 square amas, not 4 by 4, but it can be 16 square amas, it can be 8 by 2 as well.
Yeah.
It's as good as a chutzah. The mouse is pouring into here. Even though he knows it's going to go out, it's a secretion, it's going to go out, it's still mutter. Because there's no way it'll stay there. Little stones, not to cobbles that fill up the whole place. Because you're not nivlaying stone, you're nivlaying the offer between them. And the Rambam holds, but we don't hold of the Rambam. Oh yeah, that's also no good if you do it to a tzinner when it goes to try the pipe into shesurabim. But the didon, it would be good if the tzinner has the size of a dalad al dalad. Sif gimel. B'med v'oim amurim. K'shamayim yoytzu shesurabim, then any chumrah I've told you till now about not doing if it's less than dalad al dalad, if the bib's less than dalad al dalad, if you haven't got a whole legume which is the same. That's all. Shemaim yotzin shesorabim. When it's going out shesorabim. Avalim yotzin lekarmelis mutalish rapi abir afili moisacham. Why? Why is that? Because here the whole thing is you're pouring behemoth onto your chotzer. The koich of gravity is making it go out into the other place. Koichoi bushus rabim is also. Koichoi bekarmelis is mutter. Azoi halt the mechaber. V'yashayimrim, dein chile ben karmelis bushus rabim. But Tosfos halt, there's no difference. Karmelis rabim, koichoi bekarmelis is also also. Why? Because where does it come from, this idea that koichoi bekarmelis is mutter? We had it that you're allowed to put on the side of a sphina. You'll have to put your dirty water on the rim of the ship, and it'll go down into the thing. So why? So the other Rishonim Zogen, Koichoi Bekarmelis, it's going to go from Rishus HaYochid, the rim of the thing, Rishus HaYochid, into Koichoi Bekarmelis, Lo Gozru. That's how they learn. Others learn, no, the Tosfos learned, no. B'sfina Yikilu, we've had a lot of times, B'sfina, you've got no other Eitzah, Sfina Yikilu. Oh, but in a town, even if Koichoi Bekarmelis is also. So this is a Tosfos. Koichoi Bekarmelis is also in every, because it's Xera. Koichoi Bekarmelis, not Rishus HaRabim. So you can't. Koichoi Bekarmelis is also. So that's the Remoche is Lechoira Machme. And he says Koichoi Bekarmelis is also a problem. Koichoi Bekarmelis is a problem because there's no difference between Koichoi Bekarmelis and Rishus HaRabim except in a ship. We're not talking about ships here. So mainly you don't have any Aterim, and all it all goes. Now, to come back to what exactly is he Machme here, so it's not, it says in brackets, but it's Yosef Hashem Tosef Orosh. It comes from a Tosfos. Tosfos happens to hold that the biv is mutter before in C base, like we said. So it'll only be negay if the biv is shaletz. Or it'll be negay in C base, like the Rambam, that you're not allowed to. In C base state, that you're not allowed to shaletz. Or the Rambam says you're never allowed to. On Dame state in C base, if it's a Karmelis, it's alright. In C gimel state, Karmelis is alright. So the Rambam, no. Karmelis is also awesome. But in the actual case of a biv, it wouldn't be a problem because it's even mutter b'shus harabim, we said. Any case we says mutter b'shus harabim, that's what the Mishnah makes a asik of. But me dvoim amburim chof gimel zesim divro rambam v'gam le didon nafkebina b'zeh dainu ima b'voyo shel eitz, even though we don't pass, really it's a rambam. Now the rambam says, I'll okay you in a karmelis. Now, but we say anyway it's okay. We say anyway a bib's okay. So it's enough gemina to us. If the biv is only eight and not thing, then we'll need this hat of Karmelis if we have it. Lay the mechaber. Shein yosef biv v'vad yosef chesham zeh osav l'deir shayda. Avchis mucha leKarmelis mutaf l'shayt. Kiven de matamaz kiven ein shayba hadi leKarmel b'omik koychay. They the first shit of the mechaber is koychay beKarmelis leGozru. Aber chavtalad is the Rambam's machmen that mekuda. Yes, shayim imdein chilek after not nakhtin ledina again. Daf shamayim yosef chesham mutaf biv. What am I going to say? Won't make a difference to us if it's mutin or. Again, he says the same thing. It's not the full Arba Amos. It's mutter because Karmelis is no Xerah. Any time when it's also in Rishus HaRabim, it'll be also in Karmelis according to the Rambam. The first Mechaber also says, lesson four, I don't like it in Rishus HaRabim, but it's okay in a Karmelis. No, it's not okay in a Karmelis because we hold, the Rambam holds, Karmelis is the same. Koichoi Bekarmelis is your Xerah. It's not a Sfinah. Happens to be that they're makel in a biv in Rishus HaRabim, like they were there, so it won't be negair to say, oh, you're not allowed to now in a biv. You are allowed to in a biv because you're allowed to in Rishus HaRabim. It's only that the Yisod of Tosfos says, wherever it's also Rishus HaRabim, it's also in Karmelis as well. Look into the Sifim before, and then you'll decide what's also in Rishus HaRabim. Right. So the Rambam weiter with Dafke Karmelis Shitoicha E. The Michle Rishus HaRabim Atzmoi. We only make this gezeira that the Emes Tosfos doesn't say this. Tosfos says, sorry, no etter. Koichoi Bekarmelis is also. Koichoi Bekarmelis is as bad as Rishus HaRabim. It's also Koichoi Bekarmelis. Comes again the Modra, and the Modra zogt Koichoi Bekarmelis should be also gezeira to Rishus HaRabim. You can only say that in a place where it's likely that on this side of the street he'll have of his house he'll have a Karmelis, and on this side of his chutz he'll have a Rishus HaRabim. You can make a gzeira. But somebody that is nowhere near Rishus HaRabim, make a taser, you're going to make such a gzeira. So dafke in a shtot, where there's a chashash of Rishus HaRabim, there we make the gzeira. Oh, but outside a shtot there's no Rishus HaRabim, there's no gzeira. It's klar though, as this, and then the matre is still not happy with that. So the matre freaked of zich. But we hold the Rishus HaRabim medoch only with Shishim Riboy. So we said already in Shimem, hey, the Motcha zogt, we don't have a Rishus HaRabim. So what are you so worried about? We don't have Ushas Harabim. Afal Pikein. You might find a city with Ushas Harabim somewhere, so therefore we should make a Gzeira. As we state in Motra. So the Motra, you see one wichtige Sache here. We had a Ramban. If you remember, the Bialoch brought a Ramban, that out of Stot, Edar Ushas Harabim, even if you haven't got Shishim Ribui. Because the Shishim Ribui is only decided on the Shtot. Because there it belongs to the Shtot, so you have to count the people, how many people go there. But out of the Shtot, it doesn't belong to the Shtot, it belongs to everybody. It belongs to everybody. You don't need Shishim Ribui. Because then out of the Shtot, you'll have somebody that lives on a farm next to the main road that goes between two Shtot, where nobody goes, like the Ramban, it's Ushas Harabim. So you see here, clear, he says, there's no reason to make a Gzeira. You can't find the Ushas Harabim out of the Shtot. That's one nekuda. Noch an nekuda is, it's clear that the Ramo is paskening like the Shita of Shishim Ribui. Because the Ramo just brought a Chumrah, as we have to be Machmen and Carmelis, and then he says, but in a Shtot I'll be Machmen, I haven't got Shishim Ribui, you might have Shishim Ribui. Out of a Shtot, it's okay. If you hold a Shita of Tezai and Amr, you can tell me outside the Shtot you don't have Tezai and Amr, which is called Ushas Harabim. And then he starts saying it's not Ushas Harabim because people aren't there, there's less people there. It's unusual to say Azarach. Is it a Motra state in Ishtot? It's clear. The Motra says clear, we're going in a Shtot because the Shtot you have Shishim Ribui, and then he has asked on himself, you don't have Shishim Ribui, he says you might have Shishim Ribui. So to the Dafka Kamli Shitoche, the Michle Bushus Harabim Atzma, and a Philip's man has said, less long Ushas Harabim, but you might find one. Aval Kamli Shumachutzle, Oichot Sashenim Rebes, Shori. But a Karmelis which is outside a Shtot, then you don't have to start making a Gzeira. Or, even in a Shtot, if you're pouring into, not a Karmelis, but a Chotzer, which is, Karmelis has got no Mechitzas. You're pouring into a Chotzer which has got Mechitzas, but you didn't make an Eruv there. So it's a Chotzer She'edim Merevas, there Zicha, Koichoi is Mutter. That's no Sof. That's no, you don't make a Gzeira that Otto. You make a Gzeira Karmelis or Shabbat, not Otto Shabbat. There Zicha Mutter. So if you've got a big shtot with a big wall around it, but there's no eruv for any reason, then they haven't got a problem with a karmelis because it's a big rishus hayochid, just hasn't got eruv. There, koichoi, if you'd have your koichoi, which would afterwards go in a click, you have only a gimel al gimel chotzer, and it's going to go into the street, which the street is rishus hayochid because of the hekaf around it, or it's going into a garden which is by two neighbors, chotzer sheinim urevis, there you'd have to machmer at all. The chumre is only a karmelis, ot rishus harabim, in a town. Zot de mishabur vaita. Chofhei, afele bizman azeh le'witzaloyme. Le'das ha'soivrim, debi'in on dafka shishim ribu boikim boi. V'zeh eino motzu, mikol mokim gazwin on otzu ui gedoyle shiz damon shishim ribu. I must add in that those that say that there's an inyan of shishim ribu be'ir, we spoke about this earlier, which has a very little Raya's in Achroinim. In fact, all Achroinim write not like that. So they get very excited when they see this Mogen Avrom, because the Mogen Avrom says here that you make a Gzeira up to an ear that's got Shishim Ribui. Yeah. So they say, oh, you see, the Mogen Avrom doesn't say a street. He says, Ear Shia Shishim Ribui. If you look carefully, if not in Machsa Shekel, then Machsa Shekel says, Klo, that only in a Ear Shia Shishim Ribui. Avol in out of the town, he says clearly again that the whole Lashon Ishish River that the Mogen Avraham said was only a borrowed Lashon. It's clear there, it's clear in looking here in the Shulchan Aruch Rav as well. But he also says, it's possible maybe that you'll find a town, in a town, it's possible to find a town which might have Shishim Ribui Doisimboi. It doesn't mean a town which has 600 Shishim Ribui is already Rishas Rabin. Oh, but out of town you'll never find that. Then there's no problem. Because it doesn't matter, it's only going to Chotzer Sheinim Urevis, there's no Gzeira there. Chotzer Sheinim Urevis, a town which is surrounded, is all a Chotzer. The last line, that is the Gzeira Meister the most. Exactly where it went to a Mokim Ptur doesn't make a difference. But the Din Koichoi is only Gezogavon Koichoi when it's going into Rishus HaYochid, Carmel, and then to a Carmelis. The ein point is heard, and it's koyche be Carmelis. Gravity took it to a Carmelis. Demels, we say lo do more. There's a gzeira in a town. There's always a gzeira. Even nowadays, there's always a gzeira in a town. But if I'm pouring into a tzinoi, which is a shesayochid, let's say, on my roof, and then it's going to go into a mokum p'tur, and from there it's going to go into a karmelis, it's all right. Zod the mishabura, v'im atzinoi tzolem, shesayochid leman b'karmelis, hulamala masora, v'im ken oiver derech mokum p'tur. Here we're talking about an even with mekel, even if it wasn't tava anochim mokum p'tur. Mutal yeshua, filim mischav shen leman b'karmelis, v'im filim dasa mechim yeshua, shesayochid leman b'karmelis, v'im ken oiver derech mokum p'tur. Mutal yeshua, filim mischav shen leman b'karmelis, even though we said you machlif not to go from shesayochid to mokum p'tur to karmelis, but if you're going shesayochid to mokum p'tur, and the continuation from mokum p'tur is only out koichoi, then it's mutter. Come to everybody. Therefore, Chaznish Zot, how are we allowed to pour into our pipes? How all our wastewater it goes into the big thing in the street, which is a karmelis. It's a chadal tvochim wide, the big sewer in the street. How it says it's going through a mokum p'tur. Going through a mokum p'tur is no issa.
Where's the mokum
p'tur? All the pipes that go out are mokum p'tur, because they're all not dalad. Frey the chazanish, I can tell me the choyre v'shus ha'yochid, because they're coming from. So that I go see your sod. Choyre v'shus ha'yochid is only when it's accessible from the v'shus ha'yochid. Here, you have to call a plumber to get to access. That's not called accessible.
Do you remember my uncle? I haven't heard.